Welcome to Will Riker's Sexbeard, the podcast that explores in excruciating detail the sexual facial hair of Star Trek's Commander William T. Riker, boldly going where everyone has gone before. I'm your host, and like all Star Trek fans, I'm Dave. This week's expert is, not available at the last minute, so you've just got Dave. Dave has degrees in psychology, medicine, and education. Like all Daves, Dave presents a podcast regarding the sexual facial hair of Commander William T. Riker. Dave does have a beard. Hello! Hello. So for this filler episode, I have chosen the Star Trek The Next Generation, Season 2, Episode 22, Shades of Grey. So how would I summarise this episode? Well, those of you who, on hearing the name of the episode, have just started crying, vomiting, clawing at your own eyes, desperately trying to punch through a wall, will know that this is often seen as the worst episode of the Star Trek, The Next Generation, possibly of Star Trek, ever. And I didn't want to inflict that on any expert, so I just decided to look at it myself. It's also seen as a bit of a filler episode for that particular season, filmed in about 3 days, whereas normally they take about a week, and that was because they'd used up quite a lot of budget on Elementary, My Dear Data, the Borg episodes, and they basically just needed to make an episode on the cheap, so they made this what is essentially a flashback episode where we just look at basically Riker's greatest hits so far. So what happens in this episode? Well, Riker gets a boo-boo from a Triffid. Dr. Pulaski makes a series of errors, Riker feels his feelings, and as a result, he doesn't die. And that's it. It's basically an excuse to show loads of clips of Riker in the past, grouped according roughly to how they make Riker feel. It's a bit of sort of therapy for Riker, apart from it's because of a marauding microbe in his system, and he's got spikes in his head. So it's basically like a sort of dirty Hellraiser. So I've sort of discussed why I've chosen this episode to talk about the trichological jaw enhancement of Commander Riker. But how does it reveal anything about the beard? Well, I think it particularly does as we look at the clips and we see how he is without the beard, how he is with the beard, and how that has changed his interactions. So Riker, he's on the planet, he's looking a bit fed up because a plant has spiked him and he's a bit sad. The cut doesn't look great. So Dr. Pulaski actually does something reasonably sensible. She says, right, we don't know what this infection is. I'd best actually go down and have a look instead of beaming him straight up, beaming aboard, Lord knows what. And we'll have seen from our previous episode, Microbiology Beard, that in fact that is a mistake Dr. Crusher has made before. She just beams aboard the infection, spreads it throughout the Enterprise. So Dr. Pulaski is being quite sensible here. For a start, she beams down, she has a look at it and goes, oh, that looks quite nasty, beam him up anyway. So her first caution gives way to, actually, we can't leave Riker down here on Dagobah planet. Yoda's just sat behind a tree looking at him going, infection you've got. And just takes him back up. Almost immediately, he can't feel his legs, down he falls, and onto the bench of dreams he goes. So does his beard help or hinder this infection? Well, I don't want to go into this too much because we saw in Microbiology Beard the effects that beards might have on your ability to catch or spread an infection. But here we see it very, very much makes the infection much, much worse. Turns out that Dr. Pulaski decides to stimulate Riker's nerves in order to keep them alive. Basically, what this microbe does is it stops the nerves from doing anything. It doesn't damage them, it doesn't kill them, it just stops them working. I don't know why, it's never explained, but it just does. So she decides to stick some spikes in his head, because of course, and make them do some work. And as a result, Riker experiences memories. He gets some dreams. Sometimes he gets memories of things that he wasn't actually there for. We see whole environments that Riker is not in, and then he appears. So how he's remembering them, I've got no idea. Perhaps he's got a gigantic ghost hippocampus processing all the memories of environments that he's yet to be in. Never mind. So he gets all these memories. And at one stage, there's a section of memories that he gets that basically were described as the erotic Riker memories. Now, of course, it's Riker. All of his memories are essentially erotic, but these are picked out as particularly erotic. And almost instantly, the microbe, the infection, gets much, much worse. Riker's erotic beard is so erotic, it's so sexual, it can make microorganisms act up and multiply. The erotic beard is an exact hindrance to this infection. So erotic, it makes microbes multiply. He's going to put that on his space Tinder. So describe the infection a little bit, but is this infection like a real infection that you can get in the real world? Well, first off, there's no such thing as a half virus, half bacteria. I don't even know how that would actually work. My bacteria are basically single-celled organisms. Viruses don't even have that. They're basically bundles of RNA that make you replicate them. So how this weird centaur of a microbe would work, I don't know. Head of a bacteria, feet of a virus, no thanks. That wouldn't work. But there is a sort of condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome that does cause this sort of ascending paralysis that Riker has. So it starts at the feet go numb, you lose the ability to move, and it works up, spread into your arms, legs, and in extreme scenarios, your ability to breathe and swallow are affected. So it's quite rare, but it can be very deadly. And that's a bit like what Riker has. Spreads up, he gets more and more numb, more and more paralysed, and eventually his nervous system's going to shut down. However, what a Guillain-Barré is not caused by is this weird weir virus. When the moon is full, it turns into a bacteria. That's not a thing. And Guillain-Barré is treated with immunoglobulins, things like that, rather than inducing night terrors, like Dr. Pulaski is some sort of anti-Patch Adams, walking around, terrifying our patients better. They also talk about how the thing that hinders the virus, the bacteria, the whatever it is, the infection, is negative endorphins. Sorry, Dr. Pulaski, not a thing. Endorphins are a sort of protein, they're a neuropeptide, and it seems that their primary function is to inhibit pain. They mediate the pain response in the body, often thought to be responsible for the runner's high. Although I also believe that's not a thing, because I've done plenty of running, and all I feel is wretched afterwards, during, want to die, often do die, resuscitate myself with the hatred of myself for making myself do some running. But never mind. So negative endorphins, not a thing. Why does Riker even have spikes in his head? Don't know. Supposedly it's so that Dr. Pulaski can stimulate his nervous system. However, even today we can do that to an extent just by putting magnets outside the head. You can use transcranial magnetic stimulation, and that can magnetic fields, stimulate electrical current in the brain, stimulate different bits of the brain to the minute limited effect, but research is ongoing. So we don't really need to be sticking spikes into the middle of Riker's brain unless we're suggesting somehow that the beard is so thick and so luxurious that it somehow can prevent magnetic fields from reaching his nervous system. Possible, it might be that he's growing lead out of his face, we just don't know. So she doesn't need to do that. But the idea is that these negative emotions are somehow, the more negative the emotion, the more intense the emotion, the more that the infection doesn't like it. It only likes good feelings. It's a happy, huggy infection that it gets from this this space Triffid. So could you even intensify emotions by intensifying this nerve activity in this way? Sort of, you can. Emotions are affected by loads of things, by the context you're in, mediated, controlled, produced by the amygdala, which is a bit of your brain. Imaginatively titled, amygdala means almond. Apparently it is almond-shaped, which is quite irritating a name because almonds are essentially oval, and oval is a fairly common shape, so it could have literally named it anything oval. but that's by the by. Also, your physiological response, whether your heart rate's going, what your body's doing, what your gut's doing, all sorts of things can influence how you experience emotion, although actually nervous activity is one of them. So Dr. Plasky is not entirely terrible in this way. And if she's intensifying the firing of these neurons, then perhaps she's intensifying the emotions. Could she isolate negative versus positive ones? Possibly, if she's identified different networks, different parts of the brain, potentially she could access different memories, potentially she could access different sorts of emotions, fight or flight portion of the brain, things like that. Although obviously it's a lot more involved, it's a lot more complex than that. So she could maybe just about do it, like some sort of advanced inside out. You know, she's got access to the console that they have in that Pixar film. She's going to press a button and then that little anger thing, his head's going to catch on fire. And that's what she's looking down the microscope at, probably. Why does she have the microscope? Don't know. Science, probably. And then we get all these clips. We look at Riker's best of, and eventually he has an emotion so bad, it's so awful, that he wakes up. He wakes up from his dream and immediately starts making jokes because he's Riker and he's a rogue, he's a cad, he's a bounder, he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I only hope he travels my way. What a guy. So really, that's about all the examination I'm going to do for this episode. Basically, just summarising that Riker's beard worsens the infection. It's so erotic, it's so dense and luxurious that Dr. Plasky can't even treat him. But that's okay, because half of the stuff going on is not a thing anyway, and eventually he just gets better. Is there anything in the concept of filler episodes that would explain the raw power of Will Riker's sex beard? Well, I suppose you could argue that Will Riker's sex beard fills in his face. Without the beard, there would be a noticeable gap in his face and a noticeable gap in his personality, which we shall highlight as Season 1 of Star Trek The Next Generation. So in some sense, the beard is filler, but in many, many more senses is not, because it's far too important for that. It's absolutely vital for the function of Riker, and as we've seen, for the functioning of Star Trek The Next Generation. So at the surface level, perhaps, but a much, much deeper level, down to the roots, no, not at all. Sorry to waste your time. Doesn't have to be from this episode, but what's my favourite Will Riker sex beard moment? Well, it's basically, I really like it. Picard, he decides to go on holiday. And he goes to Risa, which is basically the sex beard planet. They do that particular Star Wars thing sometimes on The Next Generation, where each planet is one specific thing instead of being lots of different things, like most planets. So like, we see Ferenginar and it's the rainy planet. Or we see Andor, and it's the snow planet. Well, Risa is the doing it planet. It's the carry on planet. Look at them go, woo woo. And Picard decides to go on his holiday there. But because it's Picard, even though he's picked this planet, he's going with a book. I don't know why he's picked it. He's going to do some reading. But anyway, he goes off to Sexbeard Planet. And Riker asks him to pick him up something. He goes, oh, you're going to Sexbeard Planet. Can you get me a souvenir? I want this particular statue. Picard says, sure. Off he goes. Because he's Picard, it's the first thing he does so he can get on with his important reading. Now, throughout his time, Picard eventually gets approached by just about everyone on that planet. Everyone wants a piece of Picard. Picard's irritated by this, but not particularly surprised. He's got his own brand of charisma. And eventually it's pointed out to him that it's the statue he's got is basically the green light. He's basically got a hat on that's saying, kiss me quick, the Blackpool hat. He is advertising to all and sunder who wants to come and have a piece of Picard. And that is the joke that Riker's played. Absolutely hilarious. Well done, Riker. We all laughed until we stopped. And that, at the minute, is one of my favourite Riker sex beard moments, just because it involves manipulating the culture of an entire planet to ostensibly to get Picard some sex. So that's it. Thank you, Dave. That's all right, Dave. Well done for rambling semi-coherently for a little bit of time. See you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to Will Riker's Sexbeard. That was Dave without an expert discussing Star Trek The Next Generation Season 2 Episode 22 Shades of Grey, where we must always remember everything that's happened to Riker in the previous two seasons. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.